The Medicare annual enrollment period is now underway, runs through December 7th. No matter if you've just hit that age to be eligible or you're already enrolled in Medicare, you have choices to make. And I'm not going to lie to you. The process requires honesty and priorities on your part as you sort through material, which for many can wind up creating information overload. Joining us now to help sort through the process and help you out a little further is the president of Medicare for Retina, CVS Health Company, Terry Swanson. Thanks for being here today, Terry.
Hey, you're most welcome. Thanks for having me.
Website, and you do want to bookmark this one. We do have it linked on our homepage as well, aetnamedicare.com, because trust me, you think the process is complicated. That website is going to make things, an important aspect of the process, so much easier for you. As I said in the intro, Terry, we got two sets of people. One's just coming into Medicare through eligibility. The second group of people in it, and it's time to reassess and reevaluate what they have. For that new person, what's some of the priorities they have to focus on?
You know, whether you're new or whether you're a renewing Medicare member, things change every year. Things change in your life and things change in the Medicare plan. So it's really important to kind of reassess. And I think, you know, the most important place to start is with yourself. What's important to you? What are you expecting in terms of your health and wellness in the coming year? What are the unexpected things that you want to prepare for so that you're covered? And, you know, if you kind of start with those basics, you can then go to trusted resources to narrow down your options and hone in on what's going to be the best fit for you.
I know, too, and I've heard this from people and seen social media posts and various other resources. People get confused, so they just throw up their hands and say, I'm just going to stay with what I have. A lot of times, that's not going to be the best decision, is it?
It may not be because, like I said, things do change. You know, I think that for most people, there are just a few simple questions you can ask yourself and use to reassess whether that plan you're in is continues to be a good fit for you or whether you might be better off with something else. The first one is to really think about affordability. You know, what is the cost of that plan? What fits in your budget? Usually there's a premium amount that you would pay each month. How much is that? What does it cost to go to the doctor? What might it cost for a hospital stay? If you kind of look at those basic financial elements, make sure that the plan you're looking at is something that fits within your budget. The second big one is to make sure that your doctors, your hospitals, and your pharmacy are in the network so that you can continue to see and go to the places that you're used to going.
You actually went to where I was going to go to because I understand people's budgets are what they are. Every case is going to be an individual case, but you have to, I guess, and that's why you were prioritized in the introduction as well. Don't cut off your effectiveness because of cost. Try to get as much as you can every way that you can so that you don't get caught short should something really bad happen with your health.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I think one of the good things to know, I guess, along those lines is that Medicare Advantage plans have a maximum out-of-pocket cost, and that can be different from plan to plan. But if you look at that dollar figure, you will never spend more than that maximum out-of-pocket in any given year. So you can really, you know, kind of protect yourself by looking at, you know, kind of that one simple thing. Now, there's lots of other variables, as you mentioned, but you know, that's a great one to keep in mind if you're looking at affordability and protection.
I'm glad you brought in that idea, too, the Medicare Advantage, because that, especially for the person entering the system, you might have seen TV commercials, and they're just like with everything else, there's reliable information and there's less than reliable information, which is also why I gave you that website, and hopefully you will go to it, aetnamedicare.com, because, Terry, you guys have made it as simple as possible. All you have to show up with is a zip code, and your exploration of options is already going to start. That simple.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you put in your zip code, you'll see all the plan options that are available, and then you can kind of take a look. We've also got things like a checklist that can help you, you know, kind of keep track of the things that are important to you and make sure that the plan you select is really the one that's, you know, quite frankly, checking all your boxes.
Going with Terry Swanson, president of Medicare for Aetna, CVS Health Company, aetnamedicare.com. website you are going to want to refer to, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So is a Medicare Advantage plan an addition to Medicare? Is it an option versus Medicare? And what if you are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid? Does Medicare option still come into play with your choices and decisions?
Yeah, yes. So first of all, let me start with, you know, kind of Medicare. So there, you know, you've probably heard of Original Medicare. And Original Medicare is, you know, Part A, you'll hear these, you know, kind of the alphabet soup. Part A is hospital benefits. Part B is your doctor office visits. And those are things that are covered under Original Medicare. Medicare Advantage is also known as Part C, to keep the alphabet soup. And that covers everything in Medicare plus more things. So some of the things like the maximum out-of-pocket that I mentioned earlier, that's on Medicare Advantage plans, not on Original Medicare. So a lot of times people find the Medicare Advantage plans in general, including Aetna's, a more simple option because it includes everything. Drugs are another option that is separate under Original Medicare but included with a Medicare Advantage plan. You know, you mentioned Medicare, Medicaid coverage for people who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. There are special plans called dual special needs plans or DSNPs. Those plans include additional benefits that that you can get that, you know, really give you the best of both worlds between Medicare and Medicaid.
I know if you're listening, that sounds like a lot, but again, at Medicare.com, they have the everything streamlined for you, as well as, I love this part too, with what you offer, Terry, online seminars, which, as I know it's an old saying, but it's old because it's true, information is empowerment, and those seminars are probably helping out a lot of people.
That's right. You can attend an online seminar, or you can talk to an expert and just have a one-on-one personal conversation to get into, you know, kind of your circumstances and what makes the most sense for you.
Looking at various surveys, I just didn't go to one, but by and large, every survey I found when they were questioning people involved with Medicare Advantage, a vast majority, some of the surveys have between a 75-80% approval rating by those people using Medicare Advantage. It just sounds like it provides that extra level of security that you have total control over when it comes to cost versus Part A and Part B Medicare.
Yeah, most members, you know, the vast majority of members in Aetna are in Medicare Advantage plans in general, certainly in our Aetna plans also are very satisfied with those plans. You know, the other thing that we haven't talked about yet is that those plans also include benefits above and beyond the basics, you know, above and beyond things like your doctor visits and hospital stays. You know, you can get things like dental, vision, and hearing benefits. If you're someone who likes to go to the gym, you can get a fitness benefit. You know, Medicare Advantage plans that can help you stretch your dollar and, you know, just help you keep your healthy habits going.
And it's really as simple as going to AetnaMedicare.com. with your zip code, which I'm assuming you know, if not, the Postal Service can help you out with that one. But and you will get the selections like I put in my zip code. Not that I'm ready yet, but it's, you know, getting close. It's stuff you have to figure about too, and that's important too. At this time of year, if you're getting close to that age, and the enrollment period going on now through December 7th, maybe just explore it right now, just to get a better idea. The earlier you are aware, the more you get to watch, the more you get to better understand, the better choice you wind up making when that day does come. And if you are in Medicare and Medicare Advantage programs, or something you have explored or want to explore, at Medicare.com, you put in your zip code, you see the options. The option list is very easy to understand. You see little icons that show what the various additional benefits are that Terry referred to, and then some, and you wind up making an informed, educated decision, again, as long as you're honest with yourself, and you don't put cost over anticipated need. That's something else you have to really put on your personal scale and weigh out for the best option as well. Starting point, AetnaMedicare.com. We've been joined by the president of Medicare for Retina, CVS Health Company, Terry Swanson. Terry, thank you for encouraging people to take further control of their health care and coverage. We're learning more about other options and how they are in control of all of that. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you having me.